Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
'Toward the conclusion of Luke's first chapter, he records the miraculous birth of the prophet John the Baptist. His elderly parents, Zechariah and Elizabeth, were blessed in their old age with the Son of Promise. Zechariah, when he was ministering in the temple in Jerusalem, was confronted by the angel Gabriel. The angelic messenger announced to the priest that his wife would conceive and give birth to a child in her old age. Unlike Jesus' mother Mary, Zechariah doubted the promise, and as a result of his lack of faith, was struck deaf and dumb until the time of the child's naming. Chapter 1, verse 57 informs us that the time came for Elizabeth to give birth. God had been faithful to his promise. And 8 days later, the child was circumcised, and the time came for him to be named. Elizabeth informed her friends, neighbors, and relatives that his name was going to be John. But they protested, "No one in your family has ever had that name. Why not call him after his father, Zechariah?" It is now that Zechariah enters the picture. His absence has been conspicuous. They motion to him about the child's name, and he writes down a phrase reminiscent of a fiat: "His name is John." Immediately, his tongue is loosed, and he begins to sing a hymn of praise to God, which is still used in the church's liturgy today, the Benedictus. And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he prophesied, saying, Luke recounts in chapter 1, verse 67, Zechariah now presents to the listener God's inspired take on the events now unfolding before them. Zechariah's audience can have faith in what Zechariah declares, because he is speaking God's sure prophetic word. And this is a prophetic word of redemption and salvation for us. Verse 68 begins with Zechariah blessing God because he has visited his people and he has raised up a horn of salvation for us through a Davidic Savior. The verb visit is packed with Old Testament analogies. In Genesis chapter 17, God sent angelic visitors to meet with Abraham and inform him that his wife Sarah would have a son in her old age. And in Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, we read, "The Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did to Sarah as he had promised." Sarah, in her old age, gave birth to her son Isaac, which means laughter, because God had the last laugh. Luke does not want us to miss the link here between Zechariah and Elizabeth and Abraham and Sarah. And God's visitation is to bring redemption for his people. Again, Luke desires that we do not miss another Old Testament allusion. In Exodus chapter 4, verse 31, Moses and Aaron come to the leaders of Israel, who are held in slavery in Egypt, to deliver a message that God has heard their plea for help, and he will come to redeem his people. After hearing the prophet, the elders realize, quote, that the Lord has visited them. God would redeem them from slavery, and he would deliver them from their enemies and from the hand of those who hated them. God redeemed and saved his people from the hand of Pharaoh. So now, God will redeem and save his people from their slavery to sin. And John was to be the one who would go before the Lord and prepare his way. This one whom John goes before is the Most High, and he is of the house of David. This should not surprise us, however, as Psalm 132, verse 17 declares, "I will make a horn sprout from David. I have prepared a lamp for my anointed." And in Luke chapter 1, verse 32, the angel Gabriel promises to Mary, "The Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. Her child, Jesus, would be the Son of the Most High, who would visit the world as David's greater Son, to bring light, life, redemption, salvation, holiness, righteousness, peace, and the forgiveness of sins to us. In Jesus, the Word of God made flesh, were the tender mercies of our God made manifest. It is this Jesus, true God and true man, that John the Baptizer, some 30 years later, would announce as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John grew to fulfill the vocation promised for him by his inspired Father. He prepared the way for Jesus, our Savior, to forgive our sins and bring redemption and salvation to us. So let us pray. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies, from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, would serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all of our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, and you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercies of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and guide our feet into the way of peace. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.